You're listening to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs, the podcast for entrepreneurs, CEOs, and sales professionals that want to make more money, grow faster, and make a bigger impact. I'm your host, Ryan Dowdy, former director of sales and college athlete turned entrepreneur. Here's your 20-minute or less dose of sales, mindset, and leadership training to help you hit your income goals. Let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome back to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs with Ryan Dowdy. I am excited to be here with you. We are simulcasting in a couple of different places across the web, and I'm excited to spend some time with you this afternoon. So if we haven't had the opportunity to meet yet, my name is Ryan Dowdy. I am the co-founder of Social Sellers Academy, and I'm excited to have a conversation today about how we can lead our clients instead of chasing our clients. What I see so often and what I experienced as a career sales rep of, 15 years was this idea of the client, the person with the money, the prospect had all of the power, right? They had the money, they had the answers, they were willing to give me a call on their calendar or they weren't. And I always felt very much like I was constantly chasing. I was chasing the revenue, I was chasing the sale, I was chasing the money. Show of hands for those of you that are here with us, anybody experience this where you feel this idea where you are constantly chasing the money? And what I want to do is give you some insight to where you can then lead your prospects. You can show them that you know your stuff. You can show them that you know what you're talking about. You can show them that you understand them, right? So I'm going to give you some tangible tips for that. So the first thing that we need to realize as salespeople or entrepreneurs wearing the sales hat in our business is that today's consumer has more information, frankly, that they've ever had. They have more information that they've ever had. So it's not about giving them more information. It is about the idea of giving them insight. It's not information, it's insight. And I heard a really great talk. I went to Outbound, which was an amazing an event in Atlanta, a conference put on by Jeb Blunt, who is a fantastic sales author. But that's one of the things that they talked about. It was actually Anthony Iorino who gave the talk around this idea of insight over information. We are all in information overload. We don't need more information, right? Anybody, again, another show of hands. How many of you do not need any more information about selling or growing a business or any of that other stuff, right? What most people I find need is they need insight. They need to figure out how do I use this information to help me achieve something specific? So how am I going to use this information to achieve something specific? So not here's the information, but how do we use this? And so how do we do that? How does that show up in social selling? And again, if you're doing this yourself as a business owner, or if you're a salesperson, how do I do that? So here's a really excellent way of doing that. It's as simple as, I know that I've got Elizabeth here live with me. It's as simple as being like, hey, Elizabeth, I know that as a business owner right now, and actually Elizabeth is a social seller and she's fantastic, but as a business owner, everybody is busier than ever. They are consuming more content than ever before. And you actually, what I realize you need is not, it's not more information, right? I want to share with you what busy CEOs are doing to make the most of their time and make sure they're driving revenue every single day. Here's this YouTube video I think you'll find helpful, right? So it's being like, hey, I'm not just giving you my stuff, but I'm telling you, what is the insight behind it? What's in it for you, right? What's in it for them? So we have, again, content marketing has created a little bit of this space where we're just doling out information, right? Like I'm doing it right now. We are literally on a Facebook Live that will be repurposed into a YouTube video that will be repurposed into a podcast, right? We're just doling out information. But what if we were to take this information and then provide the insight as to why this is important information for somebody wearing the social sales hat in a company? Why is this information important for somebody responsible for driving revenue inside of a company? This information is important is because the reason you're being ignored is because you keep giving people information instead of giving them insight, telling them how to use it, telling them what's in it for them, right? So the number one way to lead instead of chase is to offer insight instead of information. Another reason why this is important is it shows them that you know your stuff. I will tell you that right now, there's a very low barrier of entry in entrepreneurship, right? There's a very low barrier of entry. Anybody can start a business, file an LLC, hang up a shingle, and go to work. That makes it very easy. But not everybody is an expert. Not everybody really, really knows their stuff. And today's consumer, because of their access to information, is actually more skeptical than they ever were before, right? We are afraid of strangers on the internet because there's so much, just chaos happening in the world and information flying at us all of the time. So we need to show people that we know what we're talking about, right? We need to show them that we are experts. And that's why we're not doing away with with how-to content altogether, right? But this idea of I need to show them that I know my stuff. And we do that again by providing that insight, by sharing with them, hey, we have other clients experience this exact same thing, right? Our busy CEO clients experience this, this, and this. Are you experiencing something similar? You know, we were just on a coaching call yesterday. A client just asked this question. And I thought that this answer was really, you know, it was a really powerful answer. You know, is this something going on for you, right? So when we show them, hey, I know you, I get you, I see you, I understand you, right? We're providing insight, right? But then we are also really showing that we are experts in what we do. And I think that that is so important when it comes to leading instead of chasing, right? Experts lead. We all want to be thought leaders in our space, salesperson or entrepreneur alike, right? We want to be thought leaders. And we do that again by flexing our knowledge muscle. This is what we know, and this is how we know that it applies to you. This is also about building credibility and authority as, again, as a thought leader, as somebody who is valuable, somebody who is interesting. And when we're able to do this, then we're leading people down a path. We're telling them how to buy our stuff. There's a lot of people out there, especially in newer spaces, that don't know how to buy our stuff. They've never had to evaluate coaching before. Maybe they've never had to evaluate marketing before. Maybe, I know, Elizabeth, you guys work in the mom space, right? Maybe moms have never really thought about hiring a coach to help them. So we have to not only educate them on the industry that we're in, we also have to teach them how to buy our stuff. And this is a great way to do this, is to take yourself out of the equation. So you know what? Regardless of whether or not you buy anything from me, Elizabeth, I think it's really important that when you're evaluating sales training solutions, you look for a couple of different things. You know, here's this, this, and this, right? And when we tell them how to evaluate those things, again, we're building credibility. We're stacking the deck in our favor, but we're not, you know, we're not promoting ourselves. It's okay. You know, have you ever invested in sales training before? Because if not, there's definitely some nuances that you're going to want to be aware of, right? Are you evaluating different coaching options right now for your business or for your life? Here's some really great things to keep in mind as you're making this decision. Oh, you've never hired a marketing agency before? Well, I would love to tell you the things that you should be looking for in that solution. So again, regardless of what you choose, I want to make sure that you're able to make a really empowered decision, right? And so when we show up in that energy, when we show up in that space, and we're just educating them on how to make a decision, how to make this buying decision, we then ultimately rise to the top, right? Because everybody else, all of our competitors are just trying to sell them something, right? They're like, yeah, let me tell you, I'm amazing. Here, buy my stuff. That's not what they want. They need to be educated on how to buy, how to make a buying decision. Depending on what you sell, many of you sell, you know, pretty high ticket stuff. You know, it's possible that people only make these buying decisions a handful of times. Or maybe they, again, if you work with newer entrepreneurs in the business to business space, maybe they've never made this buying decision before. So not only are we offering insight, right? How do we use this information, right? We're showing them that we're an expert by sharing that information. And now ultimately we're educating them on how to make buying decisions. How do we make buying decisions in this industry? What are some things you should be looking out for? What are some really excellent questions that you should ask? I'll give you an example. I grew up selling marketing, selling advertising. You know, I worked in the digital space. We sold a lot of like Google ads and paid search and stuff like that. And we would sit in front of prospects and they would tell us, well, you know, we're interviewing 5 or 6 different agencies. And I always say, fantastic, right? That's the first thing. I'm always like, game on. Yeah, you absolutely should know what your options are. So you feel really good about your decision, your investment, right? But then they'll tell me, well, like, so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said this. And I always then would say, hey, listen, my best piece of advice when you're evaluating different marketing agencies is that when anybody is guaranteeing anything, run. If anybody is guaranteeing anything, you should turn and run. And I would always find that like the prospects would lean in and they'd be like, well, yeah, so-and-so guaranteed this and so-and-so guaranteed that. And I'm like, it is impossible to make a guarantee when you're buying advertising, right? Because I'm not in charge of those ads. Google does what Google wants. Facebook does what Facebook wants. I can't, you know, we can't make any guarantees. We can't make any promises as to what we could do. Here's what I can promise you, right? And then I would come in and say, here's my value proposition, right? My value proposition is that we'll do A, B, C, X, Y, Z for you. So regardless of how your advertising performs, this, this, and this is going to happen, right? And so when we're able to educate them on what they should be looking for, what they work out for, right, then we definitely get that additional credibility in that space where, again, we're not talking bad about our competitors. We're not, you know, making them feel dumb for making a wrong choice, but we're just educating them on how to make that buying decision. And when we put ourselves in that situation, we, again, then are ultimately viewed as the thought leader, the authority, that person who provided insight, that person who sees them and gets them and understands them and understands their business and really ultimately wants to help them. When we show up in that space, we're no longer chasing. We're leading them to ultimately making a buying decision to buy from us. Yeah, Elizabeth says, so we're guaranteeing what we'll do to help. Yes, game on, bingo, right? I'm not guaranteeing the number of leads I can generate. I'm not guaranteeing how much money your ads are going to cost. I'm guaranteeing you what my role is as the marketing agency, how I can help you do these things. And again, when we're able to have that really honest conversation with our prospects, we ultimately then are seen as that thought leader. It happens naturally. It's also, there's the law of reciprocity in here, guys. When we provide value for people, they want to provide value back, right? It is literally where content marketing came from, is the idea of the law of reciprocity. So when we are providing insight, when we are telling our people that we understand them, when we're giving them really valuable information that shows them that we know their stuff, and then we're educating them on how to make buying decisions in this industry, obviously when they are ready to make a buying decision, you become the obvious choice, right? And then you're not chasing, hey, are you ready yet? Did you make a decision yet? Are you going to invest with me yet? You know, are you ready to hire a coach yet? It's, hey, yeah, last time we talked, you were, you know, evaluating different coaching solutions. We talked a little bit about some ideas of what to look for. Where are you in that search? Right. And that's such a more powerful place to show up from than this idea of chasing behind. Okay. So that's the tactical piece of this. That is the tactical piece of leading your prospects instead of chasing. So we'd love to hear in the comments, tell me what's been most valuable here. But now I want to talk about the mindset piece for our last couple of minutes together. I think the mindset piece here might be the most important part. Because again, I'll tell you, I said this at the beginning of this conversation, when I started selling, I always felt like the prospects had all of the power. They had the money, they had the checkbook, they were in control. And the mindset shift that I want you to make as a salesperson or as a business owner who's doing the selling in your business is this idea that I am the one with the power because I have a powerful solution. I am the one with the power because I have a powerful solution. The product, the service, the thing that you sell solves a very specific problem for a very specific person. You are ending suffering or pain or challenges in this person's life or their business. And that can ultimately be life-changing depending on what you sell for someone. So I want you to think of yourself as the person with the power. I can stop the suffering. I can end the suffering. And when I can end the suffering, then I'm no longer chasing. I'm leading. Let me lead you to a solution that can, you know, can get you ABC XYZ. And when you are leading them out of, you know, out of this space, when we're leading them out of this struggle space that they're in, into something else, because you have the power, again, it's instantly that authority, instead of letting the client call the shots. And this is harder than it sounds, right? We have all sound, or at least I've sat in that prospect meeting where the prospect wanted to drive and they wanted to tell me what was right, what was wrong, and how they were going to buy my stuff. And I felt like I was chasing and I was just taking notes and like, okay, I'll give you what you want. Okay. You know, like a puppy dog. I got it. And I realized that I wasn't winning any deals. I was willing to do whatever the clients told me that they wanted, right? But I wasn't winning any deals because I wasn't leading them. I was chasing them. I wasn't showing up as an expert. I wasn't showing them as like, no, I'm the person. I'm in charge of this conversation because you have a problem and I have the solution. And I know that my solution is good. I know that my solution gets results. I know that my solution is powerful. And when we show up in that space from the mindset perspective, from that energy, again, we're not chasing, solving every problem, you know, filling every hole. We're being like, nope, this is what I do. This is how I do it. Game on. Are you in or are you out? And that powerful place, that place of knowing that what you do is valuable and powerful for your people allows you to show up in that space. And then again, you're no longer chasing, you're leading. People are like, oh, that girl, that guy, they know what they're doing. I want what they're having, right? And so it's just a subtle mindset shift. But instead of thinking that person has the power because they have the money, you have the power because you have the solution. You can end their suffering. You can solve a problem. And then everything changes, right? Then people want to give you their money because you are leading the conversation. It is not, people are not going to invest with somebody who can't confidently show up and lead the conversation. We have to start leading. We have to start creating ourselves as thought leaders. We have to start sharing insightful information. We have to start showing them, hey, we know our stuff. And then we have to make the mindset shift as the person trying to sell something that we have control of the conversation because we have the solution to their problem. And when you combo all of those things up, right, when you make that shift, when you're educating them, when you're providing insight, when you're providing value, then it becomes easier and easier and easier. All of your sales conversations get easier. Your close rate goes up. Your prospects want to talk to you. You're getting more and more answers, you know, in your outreach. Because you're demonstrating your power. Selling is about demonstrating your power. It is about transferring inspiration. And we cannot transfer inspiration from a space of chasing. from a space of being like, okay, okay, client, whatever you say, right? That is not a transfer of inspiration. That's taking orders. And none of you listening to this, watching this anywhere, whether you're watching it live or on the replay or on the podcast, want to be in that space. You want to be a thought leader, salesperson and business owner alike. And when we wear that role, when we show up in a powerful place, when we educate our clients, both from an insight perspective, how to buy from us, how to make decisions in this space. And then we show up in a space being like, I've got the magic sauce. That is when we really establish that thought leadership and sales close faster and faster and faster. And it's easier and easier and easier. And your business grows faster. I'm excited about this conversation. I can tell from the comments, you guys are loving it as well. Thank you for my friends on Instagram. For those of you on Facebook, on LinkedIn that are tuning in with us, and then those of you listening on the podcast, we are so grateful for you. If you need help figuring out, how do I do this? How do I position myself as the authority, as the thought leader? How do I start leading my clients instead of chasing them? You need to have a conversation with a member of my team. My team is incredible. They're social selling experts. They're great at what they do. They're really fantastic at helping you kind of talk through this. So if this is a challenge you're having, let us know, reach out to us. Any social media platform will connect you with a social selling expert to have a productive conversation. Thank you for being here, and we'll see y'all next time. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs podcast. If you've gotten any value out of this podcast, we'd love if you go to iTunes and leave us a review. Screenshot your review and share it with us on Instagram @Social Sellers Academy. And thanks for listening.